It's the Healthy Woman Show on WJR with Marie Osborne and Dr. Jonathan Zaden. Presented by Women's Excellence. Now here's your host, Marie Osborne.
Dr. Zaden, always a pleasure to have you alongside. Look, we're a few months into still being in some form of lockdown, so many of us. And frankly, a lot of us are looking at how do I improve my life, my well-being, my health? And of course, that's what you do at your practice.
Well, I have to tell you, when this all came down, it's actually been 4 months, which is really amazing how fast that time flies. But when this, when this all kind of came into play and COVID came into play, this program that we're doing through Women's Excellence called Enhance was already in progress. But we thought that we would put it on hold just because everybody was in such chaos, and to do things to enhance your life at that time just didn't seem appropriate. Now, however, it's actually the project's moving forward even faster because I realized that people in this lockdown phase, they're having difficulties with a lot of things, and their choices for what they can do outside of their normal lives are limited. And people want to enhance their beauty. They want to enhance their body shape. And we're looking at things that enhance your life. So we're going to look at those things where women that get migraine headaches, we can help them. Allergy solutions, enhanced cognition, things that happen with menopause. So, all these things are going to be encompassed in our new program called Women's Excellence Enhanced. And I think this is the perfect time to do it because it's when people need it best.
And we're going to talk about that on today's show. Stay with us here as the Healthy Woman Show continues on WJR. Enhance all aspects of our lives. That's what we're talking about here today on the Healthy Woman Show on WJR. Dr. Zaden, let's jump right in. I know you're anxious to talk about this program. You've been working a long time about this program at the Women's Excellence Practice.
Well, I think you've keyed in to the fact that I'm anxious to do it, right? Because it's a little bit different than what we normally do at Women's Excellence. We've provided very good comprehensive care to all women. And then we kind of branched out into the specialty aspects of taking care of women's needs. But now we've looked back and said, what are the things that our patients are constantly asking us for? I mean, again, we've been in business for 20 years, well over 20 years now. And what are these things that people always ask us and really want to go to a trusted provider to do? And that's what Enhance is all about. I mean, we've decided that, we want to give back to our patients in some of the services that they maybe don't absolutely need, but they really would like to enhance their life experience. And that's why we called it Enhance. And that's why we're doing it. And what we're trying to do is kind of really follow the motto that, life is short and you want to be the best that you can be. And if we can, provide services that allow people to do that, I think will be, a very good success for all the patients that can experience, some of these minimally invasive cosmetic services, enhanced, headache services, things like that, that maybe they have gone other places and haven't got them solved. But we've decided to really put specialty type programs around each of these to enhance their life. And that's why I'm so excited about it today. And I've been excited about it since we began this whole journey and we started the concierge, urban aesthetics program at Women's Excellence. It's that people really just want to feel better. And especially like we talked about in our first opener, this COVID time has been very difficult on people. I mean, very difficult for them to be isolated. We're social beings, and we really haven't had the opportunity to kind of do the things that we would normally do. As a matter of fact, we heard, with the governor lifting her ban on hair salons and stuff and nail places. I mean, think of, just how many people have been so thankful to have those services back, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's vital, like you say. I mean, when patients walk into your office, this is something, a theme that you've often talked about. When they walk into your office, they're not just coming in there maybe with a complicated gynecological issue. That's not just all they are or who they are. They have so many other things. And I think maybe your Enhanced program is going to deal with some of those things. So tell us what's available for your patients when they arrive.
Well, what it is, we're looking to do kind of a two-pronged approach on how we how we treat a patient. We have the medical side of what their needs are and the routine screening side. And I include that in the medical side. But then there's this, all of these things that we, you know, constantly refer patients out for that are really what I would call detractors to their overall either self ego, or if you want to say, or just their overall general feeling about themselves, right? So maybe it's a sexual function issue. It's a mole that they don't like the look of, in some cases, even, genital deformity that they've lived with their whole life, right? Little skin tags that they have had for years. Maybe they're self-conscious about the genital area after they've had childbirth. So, you know, there's a lot of these types of things where people just don't talk about them, right? I mean, you don't go and talk to people about this stuff,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's hard to, you hear me stumbling a little bit just because I'm talking about it on the radio. So, you know, when you start to think about, these are things that actually shape people's lives, right? Things that they just don't feel about, that they would really want better. You know, we brought on MCELA, and we talked about that on the show, where it's a pelvic floor strengthening kind of minimally invasive type of product, where you just sit on a chair and it exercises your pelvic floor, and it helps people with their sexual function. It helps with mild urinary incontinence. We've been getting amazing results from that. I mean, things that people don't really talk about because they think it's okay, and they don't want to feel needy. And they certainly don't want to go to an outside office, into a specialist office, like, for example, a dermatologist or other areas or a headache clinic, to kind of try to get these things treated. Rather, they would rather go to a trusted provider, which we've already been for them in many cases, and then get these services solved. So, you know, we're looking to kind of put this all together and really help all those little things that people need to enhance their life.
And when you talk about little things, some of these things impact people's lives quite extensively. I can only imagine how strengthening the pelvic floor can be absolutely a game changer for a lot of women. A lot of women have a real problem with that issue.
Yeah, I mean, we talk so much on this show about urinary incontinence, but there's a whole ramification to the pelvic floor that people don't think about. I mean, some people have difficulty having bowel movements. Again, uncomfortable topics to talk about, even on the radio, but certainly uncomfortable if you have to go to a colorectal surgeon and talk to them and somebody that you've never met in an office full of people you're really unfamiliar with, right? We have ways to kind of deal with all that now. Like I said, MCELA is one, and we have other programs like our new neurosacral modulation program that we have for fecal incontinence. These are a lot of things that we can take care of, you know, that will enhance people's lives. Now, they cross, right? So some of these are medical problems that we're dealing with, but in many cases, enhance is about enhancing those things that really kind of can make a difference for their overall, self-appreciation. I guess that's the best way to say it. Self-appreciation. I feel better because I get my hair cut, because I get my nails done, because I've had these moles removed, because my, genitalia has been, cared for after having childbirth. Maybe I've increased my orgasm potential or, any kind of sexual function as a result of previous childbirth or just age. All of these things that people have a difficult time talking about, we can try to help them. And it's focused really almost exclusively on women. So that's our goal, is that we do it so that we're managing these problems for women. So we're more specialized in that fashion. And if we find a medical problem along the way, we can take care of that as well. And, I think that's the ultimate, and that, many times people go to a certain specialist, they can't really necessarily deal with the medical side of it, and they have to refer back to us, and then we go back to them, and they're doing it in piecemeal. This is a seamless kind of continuation of care, and that's what we really want to do, to make our people feel better, look better, and ultimately have more confidence.
Dr. Jonathan Zaden with Women's Excellence talking with us here about really how to enhance and improve our overall well-being, self-appreciation. I love that phrase. Dr. Zaden, I know one of the things that the Enhance program will touch on as well is enhancing cognition. That's an important issue now. I think in the pandemic, a lot of us are kind of like not feeling clear-headed sometimes. And here it is that you're going to be focusing on that.
Well, there's a few things that we can do for that. It's certainly more complicated than just, you know, what we can give a minute to on the radio today. But the thing is that we find a lot of people and have found a lot of people who have skipped their visits secondary to COVID with certain problems that they may have noticed now. And I'm starting to put those things together a little bit more. And as we do that, we're starting to, you know, realize that we can help women that, you know, have had these problems for quite some time. One of the things is cognition and menopause. We know that people's memory changes and their overall just clarity changes when they become menopausal. And now we have the ability to treat all of that with bioidentical hormones and monitoring their hormones and so on and so forth. And so one of the things that we're going to focus on are those people that have those mental clarity issues, we can actually help them. So, you know, this is another way to just kind of enhance their overall life, something that they may not, you know, have really understood that was happening to them until it happens on a more wide scale basis. Again, we're not going to be treating people with Alzheimer's disease or those types of things. These are mild changes that we're going to help.
And when we come back here on the Healthy Woman Show, we're going to talk about sexual awareness. We're going to take a good look at that, how to improve your life in that area. Dr. Jonathan Zaidan alongside, as he always is. You're listening to the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. Stay with us. We're talking once again with Dr. Jonathan Zaidan, Women's Excellence. You're listening to the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. And Dr. Zaidan, in the last segment, we talked about self-appreciation and how important that is to well-being and to general health. That's your line. I love that. Self-appreciation. And sexual wellness is really an important part of overall health for any human being, and especially for women. And I know you focus on that in your practice.
Well, you know, this is, I think, one of the most difficult topics to talk about, right? I mean, it's anything that's related to bowel movements, urinary incontinence, or sexual wellness. It's one of the most difficult things to do. And I realize that people don't really look for that care because they feel embarrassment about it. And so, you know, one of the things Enhance wanted to focus on early on was that, you know, that component of the care. So we feel like it's a comfortable environment and it's something that we can definitely do, you know, in a really good way. We know how to manage it. And that's why we brought this into the program. And I think that people are really going to have a good experience from it because this, you know, this program encompasses both, you know, all natural type a way of handling it. So it's not medicinal in nature necessarily. And it's a way of not only strengthening, you know, and regaining some, you know, pelvic floor support, but also improving the, you know, nerve endings and some of the blood supply around the areas that, you know, help you do better with your sexual experience. So I'm really excited about this program.
Is there a certain age in which women come into your practice that you've noticed that problems with sexual health seem to crop up, or is it pretty much across the board that you've heard issues with all age groups?
I'll tell you what, I mean, I think that, you know, it's really across all age groups, but the type of problem really statistically kind of focuses around different ages. Like, for example, in a younger age group, I think one of our biggest issues is pain in a condition called vaginismus, where people just, you know, they feel discomfort. And it may be, in some cases, secondary to the fact that, you know, the vaginal area, the vulvar area kind of contracts down because they're just nervous about, you know, having these new experiences, even when it happens early on in their life, as they go through their life, they remember that. And they oftentimes, you know, what we say in the office, they kind of tighten up. So that makes it a little bit more difficult and they continue to have pain. So that's at a younger age. And obviously there's many, many conditions, many, many reasons that that can happen, you know, from anxiety to previous abuse and so on and so forth. We can help that. But then as you get further on, I mean, you have, you know, that middle age group where, you know, they have their children, they have all these other things going on in their life. They're very, very busy and they become primary caretakers, right? So not everybody's a primary caretaker just taking care of their children, but they're also, you know, they're taking care of their business needs, plus they're trying to take care of their children. They're very, very busy. And that oftentimes results in a decreased sex drive. So we have some ways of treating that. And then as you get to, you know, more, you know, past, you know, that early middle age group, you start to get some, you know, things that happen physiologically that change the sexual experience. So, you know, the vulva changes when you lose estrogen and you become menopausal. So, you know, just the overall type of tissue that it is changes. And when that changes, also some of the nerve endings change, some of the moisture aspects change, and so on and so forth. And that's what we see more in the in that group that passes that early middle age. So in late middle age, you know, group.
Tell us a little bit about, a little more specifics about the PRP program. Exactly what is it and how does it work?
Well, PRP really addresses that last group of people, right? So the people that, you know, have, you know, they're in their late 40s, maybe early 50s and on, and they're just not getting the experience that they used to get, right? They are, you know, aren't able to get orgasm like they used to. They don't get the arousal from clitoral stimulation that they did either on their own or with a partner, right? They've got decreased, you know, lubrication. And so what PRP is platelet-rich plasma. So what we do is we take a little bit of your own blood and then we spin it down until we reach certain components of your blood that actually help grow tissue. And so these growth cells actually then help to regenerate not only blood supply, but nerve endings. And ultimately that helps with your overall feeling. Again, these are not things that are typically medically done just for a problem, because, you know, the medical community doesn't believe that, you know, a sexual dysfunction is necessarily something that needs to be treated, right? So they're not, you know, doing extensive research in these departments. But what it is it's an enhancement to your normal tissues. So PRP, we spin this blood down, we get this, you know, certain area of the blood and we condense it down, then we inject it into the areas we want, sometimes around the vulva, the clitoral area, all these things, and maybe even in the area in between the rectum and the vagina. And what we find is that people get better, better function of their musculature, nerve endings, and blood supply. So they get more lubrication, they have maybe a little bit stronger pelvic floor, and they also, you know, have a better sexual experience from a feeling perspective. And that's where I think they really gain, you know, a trifecta of making their life a little bit better. And it's simple. You do it in the office relatively quick. Takes about an hour.
Is there downtime?
Really no downtime. We just ask you not to have intercourse or anything for a couple of days after we do the procedure. But, you know, it's all done in the office. And really, when I say that it's an hour in the office, you know, it takes time to get your blood, check you in and spin the blood down. There's a whole component to that. There's some specialized centrifuge devices that we use to make sure that the product that we're going to inject is you know, excellent for what we need it for. And then, you know, the actual injections probably take no more than 5 minutes. And then after that, you literally leave the office and, you know, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, you start to notice a difference. And it doesn't work in every patient, but certainly I can tell you, we haven't had any patient that has said that there's been no benefit. Everybody that we've done has had some benefit from it. And some people have had amazing benefit and others have had just an improvement. So, you know, it's really dependent on the patient. But one of the things for sure is that it is definitely an enhancement to what they've had prior to doing the PRP.
And, you know, Dr. Zaden, these are topics I know that sometimes women will talk with about with their girlfriends. I mean, like a tight group of female friends, they might talk about this. But boy, having to talk about it with your doctor, that would be a very difficult bridge for a lot of people to cross. And you're saying this is that there's no better time, there's no better place than to talk about these issues than with your doctor and ask them questions like this. How can this be improved?
Well, enhances that place, right? It's women's excellence enhance. Enhances that place where it's the place to go and talk about what you would talk with your girlfriends to a professional that can help you make yourself better, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. And, you know, even with PRP, you know, we have other uses for PRP, such as hair loss. right? So not only does it help vulvar area, but it also helps, you know, when the hair is thinning in the menopausal period or the perimenopausal period, because it increases blood supply to the scalp. So, you know, these are just things where, you know, the stuff that you'd normally talk about with your girlfriends and leave away from your husband and leave away from everything else is the stuff that people are going to talk about at Women's Excellence Enhanced.
And it's the program, you've been working on this. You said you started thinking about and working on this project even before the pandemic. And I think maybe now more and more people, having been home for so long, are probably doing a lot of thinking about these issues and want to get them taken care of.
Well, I definitely have put more effort into it now over the last, you know, month and a half. We were ready to go before COVID. We put off the building project. We're actually going to have a physical location for Enhance right off of Woodward, near our, right next to our other office in the front of our building, right at 32686 Woodward. So people are going to start to see construction of that area now in the next couple of months, and I would expect that we'll be open before Thanksgiving.
And when we come back here on the Healthy Woman Show with Dr. Jonathan Zaid, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Emcella program, pelvic floor strengthening. Stay with us here on WJR. We are talking about the Enhance program at Women's Excellence with Dr. Jonathan Zaden here on the Healthy Woman Show on WJR. I know, Dr. Zaden, we've talked about this topic before, but it just is something that is so important to a woman's health. That's pelvic floor strengthening and your Emcella program. I know you wanted to take a few more minutes to get into that and talk a little bit more about the service that you've talked about on the show before.
Well, you know, as when you led into it earlier, I thought that our listeners really need to spend a little time hearing about it, because it's something that was so game changing for us as a practice. And we embarked on getting the Emcella less than a year ago. I lose track because we have so much going on at Women's Excellence, but now it has become a mainstay of therapy for us, for our patients. In that, you know, almost everyone who has mild urinary incontinence and pelvic floor problems and interstitial cystitis and all the things that we've used pelvic physical therapy for, now we're giving a trial to Emcella, and it's actually prompted us to bring on another chair. So this is a chair that you sit in, and it literally gives you about 11,200 pelvic floor contractions in 28 minutes, non-invasive. You're fully clothed. You just take a seat. And the biggest convenience to you is that you actually have to have some print media in your hand, or because you can't have your phone because it's an electromagnetic pulse. So you can't hold your phone at the time. And I think that's the biggest inconvenience of this. Imagine the difference, Marie, if you had to go to an office to get pelvic physical therapy. You have somebody, the most intimate part of your body, trying to teach you while they're pushing on certain areas in the vagina, near the rectum, and so forth. You're trying to concentrate on how to make these contractions. What a difference now you can sit in a chair that does that for you. I find the whole thing absolutely amazing. And when we brought it on, we felt like this would be the best service ever. Now, after doing it for a little less than a year, we found out that not only is it the best service ever, but it's even more effective than we thought it would be, which, you know, is something that you don't always see in medicine. Plenty of times they come out with new medications or new procedures, and they hype them up a lot, and you find out that they're maybe not as good as they thought they were going to be. In this case, I think it's even better than what we anticipated, and it's helped people, again, with bladder control, sexual function, bowel habits. I mean, we're using it all the time, and what a testament to that is our providers now across the board at Women's Excellence are sending people first before they do other treatments to the Emcella program. And they're doing it not because anybody's urging them to do it. They're doing it because every time a patient goes to it, they get better. So they have such a great experience, which is why we're getting it so busy that we have to, you know, bring on another chair in a different location. So we're going to bring that to our Enhance Center in Women's Excellence in Royal Oak. So now we currently have it in Lake Orion, and we're bringing it to our Royal Oak location here coming up in the fall.
Dr. Zaidan, does the treatment last? So if a woman comes in and uses this service, the Imsella, sits in the chair, again, you told me you stay clothed, no one's touching you, it's and it's painless. You also, I know, have talked about that. How long does the treatment last?
Well, think of Imsella like you think of working out, right? So if somebody has worked out and they've created a certain muscle tone and tension, right? If they go on vacation, they may lose that a tad, right? Or if they have an injury per se, and they can't do their workout, they may lose a little bit of that. But overall, that muscle memory kicks in right away. And by the time they've worked out for a week, they're almost right back to where they're at. And so Imsella is no different. It's exercising muscles of the pelvic floor. So as a result of that, you know, you get a better experience if you just do what we call a touch-up treatment. So certainly for 3 months, it's absolutely fine. But somewhere around 3 to 6 months, we recommend that you do another therapy session. But you don't have to do a lot of therapy. So our initial therapy, and this is what I find so amazing about Imsella, is that the whole treatment is 6 visits for 28 minutes each. So you've invested basically, 3 hours of your time to have full pelvic floor strengthening. I mean, that's amazing in itself. And then if you have to do a touch-up in 3 to 6 months, we recommend only 1 or maybe 2 visits at maximum, depending on how people feel. And, you know, the actual company recommends that yearly. But we found, you know, as a practice, is that, you know, a yearly appointment for doing, you know, anything strengthening is probably not going to be enough. So we want to make sure that our patients maintain the same level of control or improvement in their sex drive and function. So 6 months, you know, at we think is at minimum. And then, you know, a lot of people want to do it at 3 months because they want to maintain it. Just like when you work out, you don't just work out for a while and stay that way. You have to maintain it.
What are patients telling you after they use the device?
Nothing, but, you know, it's like I said earlier, it's, you know, our providers have had all that same experience and that, you know, everybody's just telling us good things. They're saying, you know, it's easy, it's convenient, it's not a difficult, you know, experience. There's no self-degradation, about it where you're sitting in this chair. And what they've learned is that they can now do their Kegel exercises much, much better. So Kegel exercises are contractions of the pelvic floor on their own. And now that they've had Imsella, they can kind of, you know, focus more on doing that themselves. So a combination between Imsella, you know, a routine, just maintenance with some Kegel exercises has been, you know, just great. And again, we don't have 5 years of data here, right? We've only been doing it for less than a year. But what we found is even those patients that we've retreated, they're just getting very minimal symptoms, you know, at that 3 to 6 month time period. So that's why we've kind of said, I think that's probably the best approach to kind of keep the pelvic floor healthy.
And I can't imagine what a thrill this has been for you to see patients coming in where before you didn't really maybe have a lot to offer them in this area, and now you have this very painless and easy procedure that can take place, and your patients walk away with some relief and some resolution to their problem. Dr. Zaidan, when we come back here on the Healthy Woman Show on WJR, we're going to be talking about some more programs offered by Enhance at Women's Excellence. Stay with us here on WJR. We're talking about the new Enhance program at Women's Excellence with Dr. Jonathan Zaidan. And Dr. Zaidan, you've gone through so many of the ins and outs of the program and what you're going to be offering your patients and how you've been working on this particular project for quite some time. But let's talk a little bit about general wellness and what how you can assist your patients. They just don't come to you with gynecological problems, as we talked about earlier. They come as whole people in general wellness, people with headaches, people with other problems. Let's talk a little bit about that and how you help your patients.
You know, it's why I like my field. You know, the OBGYN field is really full of a lot of great milestones in people's lives. And it really highlights the transition of a patient, you know, from really from what we had on our card, and that is from adolescence and beyond, right? So, you know, there's a different kind of aspect to every patient and a different type of treatment you have to provide for everyone. And I really enjoy being able to make a difference on all those levels. And when you first start, you really end up utilizing, you know, as a physician, you utilize the things that are out there that you're trained to do in your residency program, in your training program, meaning that you really focus on the medicine. You focus on the surgical procedures and how to deliver the baby safely and all of those things. And you know, and as time goes on, what happens is you realize that the people that you're treating have a life outside of just their medicine problem. And that's, I think, how our practice is differentiating, in that I've witnessed all of these things that are, you know, kind of detrimental to people. I mean, they, you know, it lowers their self-esteem maybe to have, you know, a certain unsightly mole, or, you know, allergies where they're coughing and they're, you know, or they constantly have, you know, rhinitis or drainage of the nose, or migraine headaches that really affect them when they're in the perimenopausal time period, or when they're, you know, in stressful situations that might be able to be helped that have worsened since their hormones have changed. Cognition issues, like we talked about earlier, memory loss. I mean, so embarrassing for people when they can't recall as quickly as they used to, even if it doesn't affect their overall conversation with the other person, they feel that it does. I mean, there's just so many things that, you know, we look at it at Women's Excellence as how do we make people better, you know, and it's very exciting. I'm sure you've talked to people that have all these problems on the show.
Absolutely. I mean, even among our friends, you know, we often talk about, and it's funny you should mention migraine headaches, because I know so many women who've battled migraine headaches. Some of them are perhaps a little past it with hormonal changes, but I know so many women that have issues with migraine headaches, and I don't know of anything else that really can impact your life. It's hard to relate to your children. It's hard to work when you're in the middle of a migraine headache. I mean, it's just vitally important to deal with that.
And you know, what I find so interesting is how difficult it is to get healthcare. Meaning that, you know, with your migraine headache, right? Your doctor, you go to your doctor, you provide a prescription, and the prescription works, right? A perfect example of that would be for my wife. We were using a certain product. The insurance company stopped covering that product. So we had to, you know, make two products to get to the one product that she was using before that was extremely successful, right? We have insurance, and we couldn't even get enough tablets to manage the problem, even though it was manageable.
And you're a doctor.
And quite frankly, we've said this, I can't tell you how many times that my wife and I have talked about the fact that I don't know how anyone would get this done or get the medicine that they need if it wasn't for the fact that their husband was a doctor. Because, you know, sometimes I'm calling these medicines in frantically for my wife because they only give us 8 pills. You know, you know, for a month, right? So, you know, now it's at your 25th day of the month, and you had a rough, you know, early phase of the month, and you're out of medicine, and you have to refill it. And then, you know, just trying to get through to offices with COVID and all the problems that you've got going on with that, right? I mean, it's a big deal. So I'll tell you, Enhance is really, it's, you know, some things and programs are really special. You know, when you're involved with your company. And I think this one is really special because I think it's going to make a huge difference in women's lives. And that's what I'm so excited about.
And you are also excited about something else. I know that you've got on the cooker that you're going to be unveiling pretty soon. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, you know, this has really come to us recently. I've been scouring, you know, articles and research because I'm no different than all of you in that, you know, I want to know what's next for COVID and what can we do to maybe make ourselves less susceptible to this virus, right? I think that we've already found that the virus is probably not as virulent and probably not as transmissible as we initially thought, but certainly it's something that we have to pay attention to. And we need to keep ourselves healthy. I mean, you know, when we look back at the initial statements that were made where people were afraid to touch a countertop for 72 hours, I mean, I think some of that has been, you know, refuted over time. We're learning. But clearly, we have a pathogen that we have to pay attention to. And so when I do all this research, you know, now we've decided that we are going to put together a research team at Women's Excellence. And one of the things that we came up with is, you know, vitamin D deficiency puts people at higher risk for getting COVID infection and potentially having more, you know, serious sequelae. So this is early research. I mean, but I mean, these are things that we can make a difference at Women's Excellence. So, you know, by doing that research, we're already starting to implement how we're going to be able to bring patients in and look through our database, because Women's Excellence has a comprehensive database of our patients and their labs and history and so forth. So we're going to search that for people who have vitamin D deficiency and offer them vitamin D therapy. And I think that, you know, this is where all of the hard work of technology, right? All the hard work of putting together medical record systems that are electronic, that are state of the art, and now, you know, looking at the research on a regular basis all culminates in something that we could make, potentially make a difference. And if we were to just, you know, let's say we stopped COVID infection or, you know, made it less virulent for 20 or 30 people, that's a huge, huge difference for our patients in our practice. So I'm very excited about it. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of these things all come to fruition at the same time, and I think it's just great.
And you know what? We're going to be excited to learn about that too as well, Dr. Zaidan, because I think we are turning into a new phase in our fight against COVID for sure, where we are now trying to find the strategies by which we can protect ourselves as we await perhaps some other cure for the COVID-19. Dr. Zaidan, let's not be remiss. We need to tell our listeners, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best place to get all the information about Women's Excellence, about the Enhance program, and everything else that you offer at Women's Excellence?
Well, obviously, I mean, you know, the repository to get information about Women's Excellence is womensexcellence.com. But we've created, you know, in preparation for Enhance opening up, you know, in the late fall, certainly by 2021, you know, depending on all the ramifications of trying to build out a center. But we've also created a website, womensexcellence.com/enhance. And then, of course, you can always get us on the live chat. You can use our request an appointment form, and you can reach out to us for social media and all those things. But again, we expect Women's Excellence Enhance and that component to our practice to really launch in the late fall or early new year. And always get us on womensexcellence.com, or if you have an urgent thing and you want to schedule an appointment, on our live chat, which is in the right lower quadrant of our website.
Dr. Zaidan, stay healthy. As always, a pleasure and a wealth of knowledge with you. Thank you. We'll see you again next month.
Always a pleasure on this show. We learn stuff about what we're doing, and sometimes actually come up with different ideas to actually enhance our products and our offerings at Women's Excellence. So it's a pleasure to do it.
Thank you for joining us today on The Healthy Woman Show here on WJR.
The Healthy Woman Show has been presented by Women's Excellence.